Next patient is Anthony Cooper, 11358, today 7:30. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today around 6:1800, period. Patient has a history of COPD, hypertension, and diabetes, period. He does not use oxygen, but he does use his nebulizer at least four times a day, period. He tells me he's lost weight. He's not eating very much. His blood sugar is stable. He believes that the not eating is related to the summertime in Houston, Texas, period. He also has a history of chronic pain in his hip and back. He has severe DJD in both hips. Not a candidate for hip replacement, period. He has a PPS of 40%. MAC is leave it blank. And continues to be more short of breath, requiring nebulizer treatment more often, period. O2 sat stable at 92% on room air, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, period. Patient has mild 1+ pedal edema in the lower extremity. Patient continues to worsen as far as his breathing is concerned. And given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Next patient is Mary Murphy, M-A-R-Y Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, born 8-26-48. It's a 76-year-old woman, divorced, single now, lives in a home with her sister. Patient used to do data entry for the Houston Police Department. No. Patient used to be a caretaker most of her life, also has worked for the police department in the past. She does not have any children, originally from Houston, Texas. She suffers from hypertension, mild dementia, history of volume overload, has been told she had CHF and hypertension. Patient is currently oriented times two, and has lost about 7 pounds. She believes it's because of her teeth and not eating at this time. She has a history of DJD hypertension as well. Surgery, no recent surgery. Or no surgeries, allergy none, recent hospitalization none, immunizations, no immunization for the past 2 years, review of system. Weight loss, DJD, constipation. She wants her Voltaren gel because it's apparently it's helping her DJD. History of dementia, forgetfulness, decreased mentation. Has had some issues with bowel and bladder incontinent, but mostly is able to use the bathroom, but it requires help with ADL. Patient is oriented times two, but requires continual orientation during the examination. Patient also has a history of dizziness and a high risk of fall. Family history, dad died of alcoholism. Mom died of some sort of cancer, used to work for the federal government. On examination, blood pressure is 150 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 is at 94%. Heart pulse, 97%. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next row JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, clinical sinuses. Assessment, 76-year-old on medication, trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, Remeron 15 a day, potassium 10 milliequivalents a day, KCL 40 milligram a day, Lasix 10 milligram a day. Assessment, 76-year-old woman with CHF, compensated, dementia mild to moderate, remains continent of bowel and bladder, requires help with some ADL, oriented times place and person and place, requires redirection during the examination, with decreased mentation. Blood pressure appears to be controlled and the caretaker tells me that she's lost about 3 pounds in the past few weeks. She's eating less and becomes more and more confused. She her sundowner syndrome and behavioral issues are responding to Remeron and Trazodone at this time period. And she also has a history of CHF, which is treated with Lasix and potassium, and blood pressure is controlled. The CHF appeared to be related to her blood pressure being out of control, which is much improved at this time. Thank you.